Author's Prologue. The study of God's plan for the church projects a picture and presence of what can be and what might be, what was and what surely will be again. The scriptures themselves will witness to your spirit and reveal his church, filled with the life of Jesus Christ and endued with the unconquerable power of God's love. It is an alive church, courageous in witness, joyous in persecution, made of members who consider themselves strangers and exiles in the world. Together, this vibrant church happily travels the narrowest of all roads, leading to the one destination for which all human hearts long, heavenly Jerusalem. The author initiated his study while attending Asbury Theological Seminary in Wilmore, Kentucky. As a young, zealous Christian, it was perplexing as he considered the gap between God's greatness and limitless grace in Christ and the everyday life experience of many believers. What tremendous, untapped potential! But why? What was the void? More importantly, what was the needed connection? A book by Alexander R. Hay titled New Testament Order for Church and Missionary pointed to the church's organization and workings as key to releasing God's divine intention in the lives of everyday saints. Believing that the Bible held the answers, the questioning author made a note card study of the New Testament during his last year in seminary, 1980-81. Reading the New Testament from beginning to end yielded almost 600 references to the church and its workings. In addition, the author reviewed 39 books written on the subject of the church. The note cards were sorted by theme and organized into groups, ultimately forming the outline of the study. More than 20 years lapsed, the original outline and shoebox of note cards biding their time. 10 children later, and ever more happily married to the same wife, 10 years working in industry as a marketing professional, and another 12 developing an old economy manufacturing business, the shoebox of study cards resurrected. Finally, over a 3-year period of writing and editing, the original effort molded into the current study. The proof of the pudding, as the saying goes, is in the eating. It is the author's deepest conviction that someday soon we will experience the church overflowing anew with such remarkable love, joy, and peace as to rival the earliest band of Christians. Their powerful love and childlike faith sparked a spontaneous expansion of the church and turned the world in their own generation upside down. I hope you and I are members of it. Sincerely in Christ, Rob Weber.